感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们再一次来思想神的话语。
Thanks to the Lord, and in the morning of the Lord's Day, and we can continue to think about the words from God.
大家可以一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音五章十六到十八节。
Let's look at the scripture on the screen from the book of John, chapter 5, verse 16 to 18.
好，我们来一起来读约翰福音五章十六节起。所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做了这事。耶稣就对他们说：我父做事直到如今，我也做事。所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因他不但犯了安息日，而且称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。感谢神，神的话语我们就读到这里，我们来祷告。
That's our scripture reading, and let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word through the Bible.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May your words be the lamp to my feet and the light unto my path.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们在今天我们现在所处的这个处境当中，可能会常常听到有人抱怨说上帝在哪里。
In our current situation, we always hear people complaining that where is God?
上帝在哪里呢？现在这个新冠的疫情到处在蔓延。
We know that the pandemic of the COVID-19 is spreading, and people always asking, "Where is God?"
然后我们知道，今天这个世界上已经有超过130多万人因为新冠而失去生命。
And in the whole world, about 1.3 million people have died of the COVID-19.
仅仅在美国。就有25万，到现在可能已经26万的人就是死于新冠了。
And only in the United States, about 260,000 people have died of COVID-19.
无数的人在这个疫情当中失去自己的亲人，甚至失去自己的家庭，失去自己的工作。
And numerous people have lost their loved ones and lost their jobs.
人们感叹神到底在哪里呢
？And people would cry that where is God？
我前段时间看到一个消息，让我心里更是难受。这个难受的程度甚至超过对这个新冠疫情的这个忧虑。
And recently I read a news, and this news made me even sorrowful than the pandemic itself.
前段时间这个瑞士联合银行和楚华永道，就是一个全世界可能非常有名的一个会计公司，他们联合就是出了一个报告。
And recently, the United Bank of Switzerland and another corporation, PricewaterhouseCoopers, they have issued a yearly report.
他们给这个报告起了一个很抓人眼球的名字，叫做“穿越风暴”。
They have given this report a very eye-catching title called "Riding the Storm."
它就是研究这2020年啊。我们知道这两家公司专门是盯着有钱人的。
And they made the investigation that we know that these two companies their target is those wealthy people.
然后他们。在研究这个2020年这个世界上的有钱的人，他们结果得出的结论让他们自己都非常的震惊，都不敢相信。
And they made an investigation of those wealthy people, and the results astonished themselves.
然后这个结论就是有钱人越来越有钱，穷人越来越穷。
And the result is that the wealthy people is becoming wealthy, more and more wealthy, and the poor more poor.
然后呢，在这个报告当中，他们反复用一些非常这个色彩浓烈的这个词语来形容这个现象，就是非常让他们震惊，就是什么历史新高，什么剧烈增长。一般在他们这种会计公司出的报告当中，这种词用的很少，但这个报告他们用很多色彩非常强烈的词来强调这一点。
And in the report, they have been using some very dramatic words like historical high or the surging to describe this acceleration.
就是这个世界上的最有钱的一些人，一些亿万富翁，他们在这个新冠疫情蔓延的这个年代，他们财富增长了41%。
And the total wealth of those billionaires in the world, then their wealth has increased by 41%.
一年的时间。
Just 1 year.
财富增长41%。
And the wealth has increased by 41%.
但同样的呢，许许多多的人失业，许许多多的人就是沦为这个次贫阶层。
And meanwhile, a lot of people and more people become unemployed and become extremely poverty.
一般来说，这个当大型的这个流行病啊，瘟疫在全球蔓延的时候，或者是一场这个全球范围内的一场世界大战，一般来说，这种情况发生呢，会非常有效的去消解这些贫富之间的差距，被称为一个非常暴力的一个手段。
Generally speaking, the pandemic or large-scale wars has been viewed as very effective to narrow the gap between poor and rich, and has become a violent tool to narrow this gap.
但是非常奇怪的就是，今年这个疫情大爆发，这个贫富差距越来越大了，而且大到惊人。
But strangely enough, in this year, when the pandemic is here and this gap is becoming bigger and bigger between the poor and rich.
我相信有很多的人，如果看到这个报告，可能跟我的心情是一样。我说：“上帝，你在哪里呀？”
And probably a lot of people will feel the same as me.When we see this report, we will ask God, "Where are you?"
上帝，这种情况这么大的一个可以说灾难临到这个世界上，上帝，你就不能抑制一下、遏制一下那些贪婪人的贪婪吗？他们已经有那么多了。
We'll see that since this disaster is here in the world, God, can you just stop those people from become more greedy and to stop them from doing those things.
你就不能怜悯帮助一下那些贫穷的人吗？
Can you ask them to show mercy to those poor people?
上帝你在哪里？
And God, where are you?
前段时间我还在网上看了一个视频，就是在华盛顿游行的时候，两帮人打起来了，因为他们有不同的政治观点。
And recently I saw a video online and during the protest in Washington and the two group of people from different parties, political parties, and they fight with each other.
就是打得头破血流啊。
And fight with blood.
有人把这段视频就放到那个 Twitter 上面。
And somebody put this video on Twitter.
然后又有人在下面就留言评论。
And some people had a post under it.
第一个评论，他就说：“他说这些人的行动就像没有神一样。”
One of the comments is like, "These people are doing like there's no God."
确实，当我们看到这些，往往上帝在哪里
？It's true when sometimes when we see this those things happen, and we will ask God, "Where are you?"
然后我们又看到我们今天一开始所读的经文。约翰福音5:17，主耶稣说：“我父做事，直到如今，我也做事。”
And the scripture, the verse we read at the beginning, John 5:17 says, "But Jesus answered them, 'My Father has been working until now, and I have been working.'"
然后我在想，神在哪里呢？神做事，哪里在做事呢
？And I think that God said he has been working, but where he is he working?
前段时间啊，我又经历一件事情，看到一件事情。
And not long ago, I had another incident.
前段时间啊，我知道，就是我们这个协和施工哈，每年都有一个老婆婆，她是开理发店的。每年这个老婆婆她都会奉献很多协和，来参与到这个协和施工当中。
You know about the shoebox mission, and every year there's an old lady who had a hair salon, and every year she will participate in the shoebox mission.
她今年奉献多少个协和子呢？
Do you know how many shoeboxes did she donate this year?
一个老婆婆。
An old lady.
她那个理发店是小小，也不是那个好像很大规模哈。
Yeah, she just had a small barber shop.
那我今天上午问一下福山弟兄，他今年奉献220多个协和一个人。
And I asked Brother Fu Shan this morning, and he said she donated over 220 shoeboxes this year.
去年也是这么多。
And last year she donated this amount.
但是今年这个数字让我非常震惊。
But this year I'm very surprised at this number.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为她是经营理发店的。
Because she had a hair salon.
在这个新冠疫情的打击下面，她这个行业是损失最大的。
And during the pandemic, this is one of the professions that had been attacked most.
差不多大半年的时间开不了门了，没有人会去理发。
Over half of the year, and they could not open their shop because no one would like to go to cut their hairs.
他完全，他也说今年没有办法再奉献那么多协和。
And I thought there's no way that she would donate so many shoeboxes this year.
还有谁比我更可怜呢？
No one is more pitiful than me.
经营理发店。
Because I had a hair salon this year.
结果他今年的奉献一点协和奉献的协和一点没有减少，我不知道有没有增多，还是两百多个。
But she didn't, donate less shoeboxes this year.
我们很多很多弟兄姊妹都参加协和施工，我们知道虽然小小的协和是啊，但是两百多个也是好几千块钱啊。
I know a lot of brothers and sisters participate in this shoebox mission, and you know that even it's just a small shoebox, but over 200 shoeboxes cost you thousands of dollars.
所以当我看到哇，很多事情，神你在哪里？你在哪里？后来神让我看到这件事情。
And when people are asking that where is God after so many seeing so many things, and God let me see this incident,
我就知道神一直在做。
And I know that God has been working.
神一直在做事。
That God has been working all the time.
有一天，就是有一个姊妹哈，不是我们教会的，也是个基督徒姊妹，来到我们教会，她要奉献鞋盒子。
And one day a Christian sister, is not our from our church, he came to donate shoeboxes.
然后他最后告诉我，他很小很小的时候他就开始这个在小孩子他就奉献这个鞋盒子，到今年已经20年了。
She told me that when she was still very young and she began to pack shoeboxes, and it has been 20 years.
神在哪里呢？
Where is God?
神有没有做事呢？
Has God been working?
神一直在那里，神一直在做工。
Yes, God is here and God has been working all the time.
在许许多多默默无闻的人身上，平凡的基督徒身上。
And in all those ordinary people, ordinary Christians.
就像主耶稣所说的，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
Just like Jesus said, my Father has been working until now, and I have been working.
上帝的工作永不停止。
God's work never ceases.
就是当犹太人要定罪主耶稣基督，因为主耶稣基督在安息日就是医治了那个瘫痪的人。
When the Jews wanted to condemn Jesus because he has healed this paralyzed person on Sabbath.
这个一，主耶稣就对他们说：“我父做事直到如今，我也做事。”
And Jesus told them that my Father has been working until now, and I have been working.
所以这句话其实就告诉这些犹太人，他们对上帝的一个认识是错误的。
This sentence has told the Jews that their knowledge about God is false.
上帝在安息日，不是说上帝就什么都不做，上帝仍然在做。
On Sabbath, it does not mean that God didn't do anything. God has been doing His work all the time.
然后主耶稣说：“我，上帝就是我的父，所以我也做。”
Jesus said, "God is my Father, so I have been working."
那么我们都知道，上帝六日之内创造天地万物，第七日上帝就安息。
And we all know that God created the heavens and earth in 6 days, and on the seventh day He rested.
上帝结束了他的创造之工，但上帝的护理之工从来没有停过。
God has finished His work of creation, but His work of providence never ceases.
那么主耶稣告诉我们，天上的飞鸟神都养活，野地的小花。神都每天看顾去装饰他。
God said He feeds the birds in the air and He cares for the flowers in the field.
上帝对万物的护理、保守、看顾从来没有停过。
God's providence of everything He created has never stopped.
是不是一到了这个安息日，小鸟都没有吃的了呢？
That on the Sabbath, does the bird still have food to eat?
是不是野地的野花到安息日全部都死掉？
Does the flower in the field wither on Sabbath?
这圣经告诉我们，神用他的全能托住万有，每天赐下阳光雨露，让万物生长，延续一切的生命持续。
God.Told us in the Bible that He has used His power to sustain everything He has created. He sends rain and sunshine to keep everything grow and sustain.
降雨给义人给不义的人，叫日头照好人也照歹人。每一天，上帝都在做。
I sent rain to the righteous and also to those unrighteous. He let the sun rise on the good and also on the evil. And God has been working all this, all the time.
诗篇121篇第四节更是告诉我们，保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。
Psalm 121 verse 4 said, Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
也就是说，上帝保护他的百姓，看守他的百姓，从来没有停过。
And that is to say that God has never stopped taking care of His people.
但是呢，很多时候我们看不见上帝的手，看不见上帝的这个工作。
But a lot of times we cannot see the hands of God, we cannot see clearly what God is doing.
啊，所以世人就是往往讥笑基督徒，就说你们的神在哪里？
And the world often mocked at Christians and asked them, "Where is your God?"
但是我们世人看不见神在做工，但是并不表示神就没有做工。
Not because we don't see what God is doing and we don't see God is working. It does not mean that God is not working.
为什么我没有看到呢？因为我们。不明白神的心意，不明白上帝的目的是什么。
The reason we cannot see God's work is that we do not understand God's will. We do not understand His purpose.
上帝的护理之工，上帝大能的手托住万有，是有上帝的目的的。
God's power of providence and He sustains everything. He has a purpose.
上帝养活天上的鸟，让野地的花开，都有上帝的目的。上帝不仅仅让这些生命 可以延续，不仅仅是这样的。
God has a purpose to feed the birds in the air, to take care of the flowers in the field. It does not do this just to sustain life.
那么对于一切的被造物来说，上帝保守，上帝护理，上帝不停止他每一天的这个工作，护理之功，目的是让一切的被造物能够归荣耀给上帝。
All the creatures, and God has been taking care of them and has been showing his power of providence. And this purpose is to, so that all the creatures will bring glory to God.
那么对于我们人来说呢?
And for us human beings,
上帝护理我们，供应我们，保守我们，上帝的心意是让我们世人都能够认罪悔改，信靠主耶稣基督，脱离罪和死亡的捆绑。
And for his human beings, God takes care of us, and God provides us, God keeps us, so that we sinners can repent and confess our sins and come back to be saved by Lord Jesus and come back to God.
然后我们可以被耶稣的血所洁净，我们被圣灵所重生。我们可以得以与神和好，最终进入神的国，再也没有黑暗，再也没有罪恶，再也没有死亡，再也没有痛苦、忧伤、眼泪。
And we can, be cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus, and we can, be reborn through the Holy Spirit, and we can be reconciled with God, and we'll come into the God of.Kingdom of God, and where there's no tears and no sorrows.
所以，当我们来思想，啊，神的工作，你为什么看？你的工作在哪里？我为什么看不到？我们首先要思考上帝的心意，上帝的目的是什么？上帝不仅仅是维持这些，就让这样运转上去。上帝维持这些，供应这些，是要达成上帝的目的。
When sometimes we ask what is Where is the God's work and what is God working? And we should ask, we should know that God has a purpose of sustain everything in the world. He has a purpose he has to fulfill.
所以我们来看神对约瑟一生的这个带领或者说保守。
And let's look at God's care for Joseph in his life.
我们都知道圣经记载约瑟的一生是很坎坷的，年纪很小的时候就被他哥哥就出卖了。
We know that in the Bible, Joseph's life was full of difficulties, and at his young age, and he was betrayed. He was sold by his brothers.
然后，年纪小小的就到埃及去做奴隶，然后又被他主人的妻子陷害，又关到监牢里面。
And at a very young age, and he was sold to be a slave in Egypt, and he was also falsely accused by his master's wife, and was put into prison.
然后在监牢里面，他帮助一些人，但是这些人最后又忘记他。
And in the prison, he helped some people, and those people forgot him.
啊，我们知道约瑟是一个信靠上帝的人。
We know that Joseph was a man who, trusted in God.
我们知道约瑟是所谓上帝的选民。
And we know that Joseph is the God's chosen people.
那我们就说，哎，上帝，你不是说保守你的选民吗？你不是说保守你的选民不打盹不睡觉？那你对约瑟的保守在哪里呢
？We say that God, did you say that you will take care of your chosen people and you will care for them? But where is your care for Joseph?
当约瑟的哥哥。去害约瑟的时候，上帝你在哪里
？When Joseph's brother was harming Joseph, where's God？
当约瑟被人家出卖、被人家陷害、被冤枉的时候，上帝你在哪里呢
？And when Joseph was betrayed and when he was sold and when he was accused by others, where is God? Where are you？
但是。约瑟经历了这一切事情之后，约瑟心里明白，上帝一直就在那里。
But when Joseph has experienced all these things, and Joseph knew in his heart that God has been with him,
上帝对他的保守、对他的带领，从来没有离开过他。
And God's leading and God's care for him never left him.
上帝许可这一切事情发生在他身上，最后达成神的目的，就是让以色列全家可以得救，借着约瑟可以得救。
God allows all those things happen to Joseph. There's a one purpose so that the whole Israelite will be saved through Joseph.
所以我们从约瑟身上，我们会看见上帝的护理，上帝的带领。很多时候从我们人眼光看，哎，看不到，但是其实这一切的事情都在上帝的掌管当中，上帝一直在做事，是为了达成神的目的。
And from Joseph's life, sometimes we cannot see God's care and God's leading in his life, but we know that God has been working through Joseph, and God's presence is with him. It's to fulfill that one purpose.
所以当很多的时候，当我们说神你在哪里，我们不要忘记主耶稣他自己说的话，他说我父做事直到如今我也做事。
So a lot of times when we ask this question, where is God? Let's not forget this word from Jesus said, my father has been working until now and I have been working.
很多的时候我们看到很多很多的事情，我们心里很灰心，我心里很绝望的时候，让我们想起耶稣说的话。
A lot of times when we feel disappointed after seeing many things, let's remember what Jesus said.
当然，神的智慧远远高过人的智慧。
Of course, the wisdom of God is above man's wisdom.
约瑟也是经历了这一切之后，他最后他才真正的明白，哦，神一直在做工，神的心意是这样的。
And Joseph, only after he has experienced all those things, and finally he came to understand that God has been working through him.
啊，所以即便是奥古斯丁啊，就是非常啊伟大的一个神学家，他说过一句话：虽然我们并不十分明白神的工作，或者说神的护理之功。但神总以最好的方式对待我们。
And Saint Augustine, he's a very famous theologian, and he has ever said, although we do not fully understand God's providence, but God has been taking care of us the best way, in His best way.
啊，今天我们可能也经常有人听到有人讲类似的话，一切都是最好的安排。
Probably we hear, words of similar meaning that God is that everything is the best for you.
但是呢，如果讲这样的话，你不是真正的信靠神，那这样的话就是自欺了。
If you say such words and you do not trust in God and you're deceiving yourselves.
你只有真正的信靠神，你才知道神一直在做事，但是神做事是按他的心意做事，达成他的目的。
Only when you trust God, and you know that God has been working to fulfill His purpose.
而你信靠神，你就巴不得神的旨意能够成就。就像我们主耶稣教导我们的祷告的第一句话，啊，愿神的国降临，神的旨意成就。
When you believe God, believe in God, then you will hope that God's will be done, like the when Jesus teaches how to pray, then may your will be done.
然后我们心里就开心，我们就说这是最好的安排，因为神的旨意要成就。
And we will rejoice because we think that that is the best way that God will be done.
这跟我们自己是否在地上过得平安、过得富足、过得舒服没有什么关系。
That's nothing to do.Whether we are living a happy or a comfortable life in the world.
约瑟在这个世界上，他很长的人生经历也不舒服，也不富足，也不安息。
And Joseph's life, for a very long time, he didn't lead a very peaceful or comfortable life.
但是最后约瑟感谢神，他说：“你的旨意成就了。”你的旨意就是以色列全家得救，你成就。所以约瑟心里高兴，感谢神。
And Joseph rejoiced and thanked God because God's purpose and God's will be done, so that the whole Israelite was saved.
所以约瑟就说这是最好的安排。
And Joseph would say that this is the best way.
哪怕是我的哥哥在我很小的时候就出卖我，就把我卖去做奴隶，这也是一个好的安排。
And even though that my brother sold me at my early age to be a slave in Egypt, I think this is the best way, the God's way.
我哥哥的意思确实是不好，是恶的，但是神的意思是好的。
And what my brothers were doing is not good, but God's will is good.
所以加尔文讲过一句话，我们知道就是写那个基督教要义的那个加尔文讲过一句话，他说人生一切的忧虑苦难都是因为不知道神的护理看顾。
And John Calvin has ever said that all the sorrows and difficulties and sufferings of life is because of the ignorance of God's providence.
然后我们也都知道啊，斯布珍也讲过，如果我们真知道上帝护理，上帝看顾我们，我们的心必定能够得安慰，忧虑全消。
And Spurgeon also said, if we truly know that God cares for us, and our hearts will be comforted, and our worries will disappear.
所以我们不知道一切事情的答案，我们不知道。
And if we do not know the answers to everything.
但是我们知道耶稣确实讲过这样的话，耶稣说我父做事直到如今我也做事。
But we know that Jesus truly said my father has been working until now and I have been working.
我们也知道圣经罗马书八章二十八节这样说，
Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says，
我们大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
罗马书八章二十八节起，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。这就是万事的答案，就是这句话。对于爱神的人来说，这就是答案。
That's the answer to all things for those who love God.
那么一个不爱神的人，他永远找不到答案。
For those who does not love God, he will never find the answer to all things.
他就会说神你在哪里？
And he will ask, where is God?
他就会嘲笑那些信靠神和爱神的人。
And he will mock those people who love God and believe in God.
为什么是这样呢？因为我们刚才已经说了，因为他不认识神做事的心意和目的。
The reason is that they do not know the will of God who it has been working.
他只是看见这些事情发生不是我所期望的，所以我就说上帝不存在，或者上帝不做事，仅仅是我看到的这些不如我所期望。
They just said that those things are not happening according to my expectations, so I think that God is not working.
所以这种现象在今天非常的普遍，尤其是我们都知道现在这个政治的这个纷争哈，这个斗争非常的激烈，很多人就说哎，为什么他这个人他不能做总统，因为我喜欢他呀。
And that's very common today, especially in the political fields, and people will say that why couldn't he be the president, because I like him, I want him to be the president.
上帝你为什么不让他做总统，你不做事。
God, why don't you ask him to be the president? I think you are not working.
上帝你在哪里？你不听我的祷告。
God, where are you? You do not listen to my prayer.
其实这种人哈，我不是针对哪一个总统的这个下任总统的候选人，我不知道，都有，都是，两边都是。
I'm not referring to any of the presidents, but I think both sides have the same.Same thing.
然后很多人就他为什么说神你不做事，神你在哪里，就他仅仅是因为这个事情不像他所期望的那样，他根本不管神的心意是什么，或者神的计划是什么，他不管，他只管我想要什么。
And people will think that God is not working just because that those things did not happen according to their expectations, what they want, and they all always want God to work in their way.
我们人最普遍的想法就是啊，我信上帝，那上帝你就对我好。
And ordinary people will think that I will trust in God and God you will treat me well.
然后这个好就是我要的好，我想的好。
And this goodness, if this treat me well, is that you should do according to my expectation.
地球那边的人，哎，上帝你不用管他们了。
You don't have to care, care the people on the other side of the world.
他们又不信你，我信你。
They do not trust in you, but I trust in you.
啊，那些人，你看跟我不一样，那上帝你不用管他了。
Those people are different from me, so you just do not have to care for them.
你就对我好就好，我信你啊。
You just do good to me because I trust in you.
所以今天很多的时候，我们不知不觉，我们都会带着这样的一个观念来到神的面前。
And a lot of times, with such a concept of with such a feeling or thinking, we come before God.
如果我们带着这样的观念来说，我们总会发现。神，你怎么不做事啊？
And by this thinking, we come to God and we will ask that why are you not working?
神不是不做事，神只是不做你想要想看到的事。
It's not that God is not working. God is not just is not working according to your expectation.
上帝一直都在做事。
God has been working.
上帝做事是要达到他的目的。
God works to fulfill His purpose.
他的目的对于人来说，认罪悔。所有的人都是罪人，都要认罪悔改。
His purpose for man is that every people, everyone should repent and confess their sins.
上帝要攻克人心中坚固的营垒，打掉人心中一切自高自私，人认罪悔改，信耶稣。
And God will conquer all those strong walls in people's heart and all those pride in people's heart.
这时候人才可以真正的信靠救主耶稣。
And so the people will trust in the Savior, the Lord Jesus.
而不是信一个心目中想象的所谓财神爷耶稣。
It's not that they believe in something that in their imagination is like a god of money.
美国一个神学家啊，陶素。Tauzer 他讲过一句话哈，就是对上帝的一个很低的看法，结果会导致非常非常严重的罪恶，而且在基督徒当中导致非常严重的罪恶。
American theologian Tauzer has ever said low view of God is the cause of 100 lesser evils everywhere among us.
对，很多的时候，我们对上帝的认识，我们不是从圣经来。
A lot of times, our knowledge of God does not come from the Bible.
很普遍对上帝的认识就是，上帝，你按我的心意做事。
A popular knowledge of God is that God will work according to their expectation, their will.
啊，我想要这样东西。上帝，你要给我，因为我信你啊。
I want this, and God, you should provide me with this because I trust in you.
如果你不给我，那就说明神你不爱我。
If you did not give me these things, and it means that God, you don't love me.
或者说神你在骗我，你辜负了我对你的信任。
Or you say that God is cheating me because God has failed my trust to you.
然后我们就哎，神你在哪里做事？你一个没有做事啊。
And we will say, God, where are you? Where is your working?
我前两天我也是看到，也有一些基督徒就是有这样的言论哈、啊，发在一些社交媒体啊网上，他觉得神辜负了我，神辜负了我。
And some Christians they post on the social media and they said God has failed my trust to him.
那么他的原话大致的意思就是说，上帝羞辱了，我们这些信他的人，让我们这些人羞辱了，因为，上帝没有做他们希望上帝做的事情。
And the original meaning is that God humiliated us, because he didn't do the things we expect him to do.
讲这样的话是非常可怕的，对上帝。
This is terrible words, by saying these words to God.
我们现在我们每个礼拜五晚上我们来查经查民数记，我们看见以色列人在旷野对上帝的悖逆。
And every Friday night when we study the book of Numbers, and we saw the Israelites their disobedience toward God.
他们，辱骂摩西。他们要用石头打死摩西，他们甚至埋怨神，但是他们从来不敢说神羞辱我们，怎么敢你有这样的话讲出来。
Those Israelites slandered Moses and they want to stone Moses to death and they complained to God, but they never dare to speak words like God humiliated them. How dare they speak words like this?
你看，我们看到神对以色列人是怎样的管教，可怕的管教。
And we saw this, terrible discipline of God to the Israelites. That's terrible.
我看今天很多很多的基督徒可能都不看民数记了，不看圣经了。
Maybe many Christians today do not read Numbers anymore.
什么话都敢对上帝讲。
They dare to say any words to God.
犯下很可怕的罪。
They have sinned this great sin.
为什么呢？因为他们对上帝的认识是错的，或者说对上帝的认识太低了。
And because they have false knowledge about God and they have the low view of God.
那么，就是很多人说，哎呀，神你在哪里？神你为什么不做事？其实有这样的想法呢，也来自于一个非常普遍的一个信仰观念。
And many people who think that where is God and why don't you work? And this idea comes from a very common belief.
那么这种信仰观念呢，有人给它一个词，就是所谓的自然神论。
And this belief, someone called it deism.
就是这个简单的说，这什么意思呢？就是上帝六日之内创造天地万物之后，上帝第七日安息了嘛，就上帝什么都不做了。
And simply put, this view holds that after God created the heavens and earth in 6 days, and God rested on the seventh day, and he would do nothing.
那上帝创造的这一切怎么运行呢？就是神也创造了自然律，神也在人心里放下了道德律。
And how does the world run? And said that God has made a natural law, and he also put a moral law in people's heart.
所以呢，这个世界就像一个上帝上了发条的一个钟表一样，它就按着这个自然律自己在那里运行。上帝不干涉了，就是它就按这个自然律自己的运行。
And so the whole world is like a clock, and it will just run with its natural law.
然后那个人呢，上帝也就不干预人了，因为上帝在人的心中放下了道德律，所以人应靠自己这个道德，去在这个世界上行事为人。
And God will not interfere with man anymore because God has put a moral law in their heart, and they will just run by themselves by their moral laws.
所以呢，对于整个世界来说，对于所有人来说，上帝就是一个旁观者，跟你无关了，这个世界。就是按所谓的自然律和道德律在运行。
So God is just like an audience, or has nothing to do with the running of the whole world, and He will not interfere with any of part of it anymore.
就上帝是一个非常高明的这个钟表匠，就以前的那种机械的钟表啊。上帝上足了发条之后，就把表丢在那里，你自己转吧，上帝不管你。
And God is just like a clockmaker like all the times, and he would just make the clock and turn it and just let it go and run it by itself.
这就所谓的自然神论哈。
This is called a so-called deism.
这个世界上很多很多有名的人都是所谓的自然神论的信徒啊，牛顿。
And a lot of famous people like Newton are holding this view.
然后像那些启蒙运动的时候，可以说影响整个人类的整个世界文明史的那些思想家、哲学家，你像卢梭、伏尔泰，他们都是自然神论。
And a lot of famous people like Jean Rousseau, Voltaire, and they all hold this view of deism.
就很多人认为卢梭、伏尔泰是无神论者，其实他们不是无神论者，他们是自然神论者。
A lot of people think that Rousseau and Voltaire are atheism. Actually, they are not.
然后，你像很多很多的这个美国一些非常伟大的人物哈，你像本杰明·弗兰克林，他都是自然神论者。
And American famous people like Benjamin Franklin is also a deism.
他就说，上帝不管这个世界了，这个世界按他自己的规律运行。
And they would think that God would not care about this world anymore, and the world will just run by itself.
所以这些人往往被认为是无神论者，其实也没有错。
And those people were viewed as atheism, and it's not wrong.
因为在他们心目中的神就是不做事的神嘛。
Because in their minds, that God is not working anymore.
所以呢，我要做事啊。
So they think they should do something.
上帝不做事，那我要做事。
Since God is not working anymore, so I should do something.
但他们做事的时候，他们就不仅仅是把自己看作一个人来做事，他就是把自己看作神来做事了。
But then when they were working, they do not treat them as just a man, they treat them as God.
所以我们会看见，其实在基督教历史上发生过很多次非常严重的错误，你像宗教审判署。
And actually, in the Christian history, there's many mistakes like the religious court.
你像甚至十字军东征。
Or even the crusades.
甚至你像在今天还有的，就是把人当作地上的上帝啊，所谓的教皇啊这样。
Or treat men as God like the popes.
就是我们会看见，就听过很多人讲这样的话，就是我们就是上帝的手，我们就是上帝的脚，所以我们要做事。如果不做事，那上帝的旨意怎么达成呢？上帝没有手没有脚，上帝的手和脚就是我们呢。
So some people say that we are the feet of God, we are the hands of God, so we have to do the things because God do not have hands and feet, so we have to do things to fulfill God's will.
所以呢，当人们就是受这种思想的影响的时候，人做事就有时候会产生非常可怕的后果。因为为什么？因为他觉得我是在替神做，神不做，那我替神做了。
So influenced by this thinking, and people are doing something that leads to terrible results because they think that they were doing something instead of God, in the place of God.
非常非常可怕的事情。
That's very terrible things.
所以圣经告诉我们，神一直在做事，人守好你自己的位置就好。
So the Bible tells us that God has been working all the time. So man, you just keep your position.
然后主耶稣说，跟从他的人或者他的臣仆，不像这世界上的臣仆，要拿刀枪起来征战的，不是这样的。
Jesus said, "The followers of God is not like the servants in the world. They should grab the swords and to fight. It's not like that."
然后就是我看到那个人家发到推特上那个视频，在华盛顿两边人打起来了。打的时候，这些Jesus什么什么喊这样的话，动动动，这边一边在打。
And when I saw the video on the Twitter, and when during the protest, that these two group of people are fighting with each other, they even shout like Jesus.
还有人在那祷告。
And some people were even praying like there.
但是感谢神呢，还是有人是非常清楚的。所以下面的留言就说，这些人，他们行事为人就像没有神一样，他们口里可能在喊神的名。
Thanks God that still some people are clear-minded, so they post the comments like these people are doing things like there's no God.
耶稣说，信靠他的人不是这样的。
Jesus said those who trust in Jesus should not be like this.
不是像地世上的臣仆拿刀拿枪的。
And his servants should not be like the men in the world with swords.
我们的武器是神的道。
Our weapons is the word of God.
我们的方法是靠神的爱。
Our way is through the love of God.
所以我们刚才说到，就是为什么人认为神不做事，其实最主要的原因就是人不知道神的心意，然后人把神看得太错了，或者太低了。
So we think that many people think that why God, they think God is not working because they, have a false knowledge about God, and they have a low view of God.
所以当我们这样的时候，我们事实上就把自己当上帝了。
A lot of times we treat our God, treat ourselves as God.
上帝，你要达成我的心意，你如果不达成的话，我就不需要你，我就不承认你。
God, you have to accomplish my desires, and if you do not, then I will not trust you anymore.
还有一个就是我们本来自己就想做很多事情，然后我们就说，哎呀，反正上帝你不做事，你就靠边站好了，我来做，我站在神的位置上做。
Sometimes we want to do something according to our wills, so we think that God, since you are not working, then I will just work instead of you.
所以我们今天来思想耶稣讲的这个话，就是耶稣一直在做事。
So when we think about the words in the Bible and the verses we have been studying, that God said He has been working all the time.
一方面，我们从这句话当中，我们心里能够得安慰。
And our hearts will be comforted by this word.
神一直在做事。
Because God has been working.
他的旨意必定成就。
And His will be fulfilled.
无论这个世界上多么很多很多的事情让我们灰心，让我们难过，但是我们要知道，神在做事。
Even a lot of things will make us disappointed or sad, but we know and we trust that God has been working.
那另外一方面呢，让我们也明白我们的位置。
And on the other hand, we should know our position.
那我们的位置是不是就是上帝，反正你都做，我们就什么都不做了，是不是这样呢？
Does that mean that since you are working God and I don't have to do anything?
不是哦。我们看主耶稣基督的教导，主耶稣总是让他的门徒赶紧去做工，赶紧去做工。
Let's look at Jesus' teaching, and Jesus has been pushing his disciples to do the work, to harvest.
在约翰福音九章四节，趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工，黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。
It says, I must work the works of him who sent me when it is day, the night is coming when no one can work.
赶紧做，不是不做。不是我们说上帝反正你做，耶稣反正你做，我们就不做，不是这样的。
You should hurry to do the work. It's not that since you are working, I do not have to do any work. It is not that case.
耶稣告诉我们的是，正因为上帝永远在做工，所以我们更要赶紧去做工。
Jesus said that since God has been working until now, that we should also hurry to do the work.
其实耶稣讲那句话也是我们的榜样。耶稣说天父一直做事，耶稣说我也是做事。
Jesus also gave us an example. Jesus said God has been working, so I have been working.
其实我们今天也是这样，耶稣一直在做工，所以我要效法他，我要跟从，所以我要一直做工。
So today when we see that Jesus said he has been working, so he gave us an example, so we should follow his example and do the work.
然后耶稣提醒我们，这个做工的时间有限啊。
And Jesus also reminded us that there's limited time for the work.
所以要赶紧抓紧时间。
So we should hurry to do the work.
区别就是，我们不做上帝做的事情。
The difference is that we do not do the work that God is doing.
我们做神让我们做的事情。
We do the work that God asks us to do.
上帝是创造的上帝，上帝是供应的上帝。
God is a God of creation, and God is a God of providence.
上帝也是最终审判的上帝。
God is also a God who is coming to judge.
所以主耶稣他第一次来的时候，他说他第一次来，他不是审判这世界的。
When Jesus and when God came the first time into the world, he said he did not come to judge the world.
他审判世界是耶稣第二次来做的事情。
That's the judgment is the work he will come to do the second time.
所以主耶稣第一次来，他就忠实于去做天父上帝让他做的事情，就是担负世人的罪，代替世人死在十字架上，流出他的血，洗净一切信靠他的人的罪。
So when Jesus came the first time, he's faithful doing the work that God asked him to do the first time is to bore our sins and die on the cross and cleanse all those sins of those who trust in him.
所以耶稣始终他的目标他是向着这个目标去的，他是无论他讲道，无论他一并赶鬼，他都是最终的目的是要在十字架上牺牲他自己。
So Jesus has been working toward this very purpose to die on the cross and sacrifice himself.
很多人希望耶稣做的事情，耶稣不做的。
A lot of people expect Jesus to do something and Jesus did not do those things.
所以当时的以色列人希望耶稣推翻罗马政权，复兴大卫在地上的国，耶稣不做这样的事。
And a lot of people at that time they hope that Jesus will conquer the Roman authority and to establish a world, a nation in the world, but Jesus did not do that.
耶稣一直做天父让他做的事情。
And Jesus has been doing the work that God asked him to do.
那今天上帝有没有让我们去做耶稣做的事情呢？
And today, did God ask us to do the work that Jesus was doing?
上帝让耶稣死在十字架上，今天上帝没有让我们死在十字架上，对不对？
God asked Jesus to die on the cross, but God didn't ask us to die on the cross.
但是上帝让我们传扬耶稣所做的。
But God asked us to preach, to share what Jesus has been doing.
这是我们的。
That's our job.
传扬耶稣基督的福音。
To preach the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们要竭力去做的，永不停止的去做的事情。
That's something that we should work hard and never cease to, do.
我们做其他的事情，比如说我们今天很多人在学校上课，在公司里工作，或者是我们履行自己的公民责任，我们去投票，我们参加各种各样的政治活动。
And today, when we do something like going to school or going to work or fulfill our responsibilities as a citizen to go to vote,
我们所做一切，我们不要忘记我们最终的使命，最终的目的是什么。
Everything we do, do not forget the very purpose, the final purpose, ultimate purpose.
就是我们要在地上荣耀神的名，我们要在地上传扬主耶稣基督所做的事情。
We do all the things is to glorify the name of God and to preach what Jesus have done for us.
这就是我们要做的事情。
That's our job.
其他的事情我们可以去做，但是结果都在神的手里。
And all other things we can do, but the result is in God's hand.
当然了，传福音的果效最终结果也在神的手里，但是呢，这是我们全力以赴、目标定准的使命。
Although the result of preaching the gospel is also in God's hand, but that's something that we should work hard to do.
那么，当耶稣说天父做事，直到如今他也做事的时候，耶稣是面对犹太人对他的定罪的时候，耶稣讲这样的话。
And Jesus was saying that God has been working until now, and I have been working. When he said those things, and he was facing the condemnation of the Jews.
耶稣也知道这些人心里想什么，这些人想要杀死他。
The Jesus knows that what those people were thinking and those people were want to kill him.
但耶稣还是说，我还是做。
But Jesus still said those words. He said, "I've been working."
也就是说，耶稣说，没有什么事情可以拦阻我做神让我做的工。
That is to say that nothing can stop me from doing the work of God.
你们这些人定罪我，你们这些人想杀死我，但是我告诉你们，我还是会做神让我做的。
even though you accuse me or you want to kill me, but I will still do the work that God asked me to do.
那我们今天的基督在世上其实也是这样。
It's the same with us Christians in the world.
很多时候我们把期望都放在一个好的领袖、好的政治领袖、好的政权，然后我们就说啊，如果有个好的政治领袖、好的政权，啊，我们就可以做神的工，更方便的做神的工吧。
Sometimes we put our hope in a good political figure or political authority. I think we think that unless we have a good political leader or a political authority, then we can do the work of God better.
其实这种想法从一开始就错了。
And this is actually wrong from the beginning.
一开始我们就应该知道神做工，神一直做工，这就够了，这就够了。
We should know at the beginning that God has been working. God is working, and that's more than enough.
然后我们做我们该做的。
And we would just do what we should do.
上帝做工很奇妙的。
God's work is marvelous.
差不多200年左右，我第一个基督徒的宣教士，去到。这个中国的澳门。
And about 200 years ago, the first missionary, went to Macau.
7年时间，只带领一个华人信主。
And for 7 years, he only led one Chinese to come to repentance.
今天，在中国大陆有多少基督徒呢
？And today in mainland China, do you know how many Christians are there?
许多许多
There are many, many Christians.
就是差不多2005年的时候，就是那个 Peer Research, 就是他们调查，他们宣称有8000多万。
In 2005, there's a research that claimed to be over 80 million Christians in China.
那这个结果出来，很多人感到很震惊哈、怎么可能呢？那个地方就是又压制信仰，又啊，很坏很坏很糟糕的地方，怎么可能？但这就是神做的。
A lot of people were cannot believe or they were surprised at this number because they think that the beliefs and the Christians were persecuted over there. How can there be so many Christians over there? But it is the work of God.
我前段时间又看了一个新闻，今天在我们这个很多人认为啊非常蒙福、上帝非常非常恩宠的一个地方，25岁以下的年轻人只有8%信耶稣。
And recently I saw another news that in this land that many people think it's the blessed land of God, and only for those young people under 25 years of age, only 8% are Christians.
很多年轻的基督徒，他在他所处的环境当中，他感到来自于别人、来自于其他年轻人的一些排斥和压力，他每天都感受到这些。
And many young men, young Christians will feel pressure and feel they are rejected by the people around them.
我看到这些有人说：“哎呀，神你怎么不做事啊？你怎么不管一管呢、啊？这个信仰堕落成这个样子啊，神你怎么不做啊？”
And while we see these things, we sometimes ask God, why don't you work, God? Why don't you do something to these things?
就上帝一直在做。
But God has been working.
是说他做事的方法，他按他的心意做事。
But he has been doing things according to his will.
但是当我们来这样质问上帝的时候，圣经的话提醒我，我们有没有做？我们做什么呢？
But when we question God like this, the Bible reminds us, did we do something? What did we do?
我们在这个世界上，我们到底是 pursue 什么呢？
What do we pursue in the world?
Happiness. Pursue happiness.
We have been pursuing happiness.
我们真的在向往、盼望以后永恒的荣耀，以后在永恒的天家跟耶稣在一起，我们真的在追求这个东西吗？
Are we expecting this glorious, the eternal glory to be with Jesus forever?
所以，我 我们今天来思想耶稣讲的这句话。其实这句话呢，就是让我们所有人的一个问题，一个问号可以结束了。不要再质疑神，神你为什么不做？
So when we have been thinking what Jesus have said, this verse today, and we would think that our question to God will end. We would no longer ask God why have you been working?
用今天来思想耶稣的话，效法耶稣的榜样。因为耶稣做事，所以我们也做。不过我们做神要我们做的。
And let's think about the words of God and follow His example. And let's see that God has been working, and we should also do our work.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你。一直在做工，一直在保守，一直在带领。
We thank you that you have been working and you have been leading us.
感谢神从万民当中呼召拣选我们，让我们也能够与神的工有份。
And thank you for choosing us out of all nations and so that we can be partakers of in your work.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May your words be the lamp to my feet and the light for my path.
愿我们能够行在神的旨意当中，而不是偏行己路。
May we will walk in the path of God and will not walk astray.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.